Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Tour Review. Today's product is the Trifun Black Hole Pro Retractable Automatic Male Masturbator from Trifun. So Trifun is a brand new sponsor. This is the first toy I'm reviewing from them, and it's an exclusive. So I review a lot of toys. A lot of times the toys I'm reviewing are available on many different websites. So I really am excited when I get to review an exclusive toy that you can only get from one retailer. You can see it says Trifun. Can you see that? It says Trifun. If you can't read it, it's kind of small. But, you know, anyway, it's an exclusive toy. It's got a lot of features going on with it. And in case you're looking at the description, that wasn't a typo. I have a 45% off coupon code. I'm not sure why they gave me such a generous coupon code, but, you know, their loss is your gain. So before we get into that, let's talk about the toy itself. The toy only has one button, which is a dial, which is pretty cool. And that cycles through the different settings, you know, low, medium, high. You can just use a dial and you push or hold the button in to turn it off and on. And there are two charge ports. This charge port recharges the toy itself. And this one uses the warm air powered warming and drying feature. So a lot of toys that I've reviewed, some of them have like a warming base. So I'll take the base off. See this right here? So this is a warming base, right? You put it on, it makes the toy warm. But this one blows hot air. It doesn't just warm up. It actually blows hot air, and the air intake is on the bottom. So what this does, this doesn't just warm your toy up to human body temperature. It actually also dries the toy out once you're done using it. And that's good because this toy, the insert's a little bit hard to clean, and they actually include these sponges. They're like sponges on a stick. You get two of them, but you really don't even need these. I appreciate the gesture. These were included with the toy, but they're unopened and I really don't plan on using them, because if you use the warm air drying feature, that will dry this insert out no problem. So, you know, this is actually really cool. So anyway, it has a warm air drying feature, which not only just dries the toy out once you're done using it, it also warms the toy to human body temperature or higher if you prefer. Now it only takes about, I timed it, it takes about like a couple minutes, less than 5 minutes to warm it to human body temperature, but to dry it out, you're gonna wanna dry it for a little bit longer, something like 10 minutes. But all you gotta do is just leave it on. I mean, I'll show you how that works. You take a USB-C charge cable. So you should have some of these anyway. And you put that in there. And it may be hard to hear. Here, can you hear that? You can hear the fan going. Now there's no light or anything. It blows hot air down into the toy, which both dries the toy and warms the toy. And that's all that does. And when you plug it into this one, that's how you actually charge the toy. So a couple things. There's actually a temperature. So this tells you the temperature of the toy. So right now it's about 26 degrees Celsius. Now there is no Fahrenheit option. It's only Celsius. Now human body temperature, or 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit, is 37 degrees Celsius. So I'll show you, well here, why don't we do this? I'll turn the warmer on while I'm talking, and you can see the body temperature go up as I'm talking. So, all right, so I'm gonna push the button to get it started. Or it might not work with the, okay, so, all right. Okay, it doesn't wanna work with the warmer in, so I guess I can't. But you can see it just went up to 28. So well, hold on, there we go. You can see that the body, it's going up. Now again, it's gonna take about 5 minutes to get up to 37 degrees, which is human body temperature. So it started out at like 27, it's at 28, just went up to 29. So you give it about 5 minutes and it'll get up to 37, and then you can stop it and use it. I just think that's really cool because you know exactly where you are. It's not just like you stick it in there, wait a few minutes, and then you kind of feel it and see if it feels good. You can actually see, you know, it tells you what the temperature of the toy. God, I'm sorry about the glare. I'm trying to get to where you can see it, but the glare from the light is very distracting. Anyway, so yeah, you leave it in here. And there you go. Now it's up to 30. Oh, wait. No, there we go. Up to 30. Okay, anyway. 31. Okay. We're going to turn this down. I want to actually show you the rest of the toy. So, here is the insert. It's a smush toy. What's a smush toy? To show you what a smush toy is, I'm going to have to remove the insert. So, to remove the insert, you just have to, like, turn it counterclockwise just a little bit. And then then you can pull it out. So, with this one, it's held on by magnets. So you just got to give it a good pull, and the whole thing comes out. Now, what's unique about this toy is the cage. Now, what I call the cage, there's usually an insert, which is made out of silicone or TPE, and it goes into a plastic holder that does the mechanism. Like, this is what, this one, it's built in. So the insert and the cage are all one piece. Again, which makes it harder to clean, because normally you turn these inside out to clean it. And you can't turn it inside out because the plastic cage is built into the toy. But this allows it to do things a little bit more aggressively than other toys, and I'll explain that in a minute. But that's why the drying heating feature is so important, because this allows you to dry and clean the toy without having to turn it inside out, which is what you'd normally do with inserts. Now, what a smush toy is you put your penis in this hole, and then while you're inside the toy does this. So this part of the toy, this rigid part, which is usually attached to an external cage, it's doing all the work. It's going up and down. And this isn't separate. So this middle part is this smushing, like this, as this part goes back and forth. And so it creates a kind of a telescoping, like when you're masturbating, your hand goes up and down. Except because this is one piece, it's easier to clean. You're not going to get any cum dripping from between the two pieces, which is nice. Also, I noticed that this smush toy, usually the problem with smush toys is you put your dick in it, and for the part where you put your dick in to the part where the toy actually interacts with you, there's a gap. And in that gap, nothing's happening. So this toy might be doing all kinds of crazy stuff up here, but then there might be like this much of the toy where nothing's happening. So you put your dick in there, and however long this part of the toy is, isn't getting any action. Whereas all the action is up here, which is kind of frustrating. But this one, I just noticed, it goes like all the way. So other than this tiny lip, and you can just kind of smush yourself against this lip and it doesn't really get in the way. So this is one of the best smush toys I've ever felt, because even though the cage is built in, it was very aggressive. And I'll show you how to put this back together. So you can see the magnets at the bottom, and you can see the magnets at the bottom of the cage. And you just line them up, the magnets will grab, and then you just see these little gaps. You align the things at about a 15 degree angle, and then you just rotate them into place, and now it's solid. So I'll turn it on just to show you how this works. So, all right, let me turn it on. Oh, I guess it wasn't on. Hold on. There we go. Okay. So let me see if I can I capture? It's pretty aggressive. I really can't complain about how the smush toy works. It works pretty well. I'm sorry about the camera is trying to adjust. It doesn't like white. So maybe if I block some of the light, it won't wash out the detail. Anyway, so this is the default setting, but you can use the dial to increase or decrease the speed. So I'll use the dial down. You can see now it's set to 1. And now I'll turn it up. And I think it goes up to 11. Wait, no, it goes up to 15. All right, so this is 15. Now, unfortunately, even though there's 15 numbers, I'm just saying, like, it seems like there's 3 or 4 speeds. Like, 1 is the lowest speed, and then 2, 3, and 4 are a speed, 5 to 8 are a speed, and then 11 to 15 are a speed. It's fine. And this is a lot quicker. Like, look how quickly I can cycle through this. This is a lot quicker than clicking. So I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, like, based on my experience, I don't think it's 15 unique speeds. I think it's like maybe three or four different speeds that kind of have a range. But look how quick that is. You can go from 1 to 15 in like a fraction of a second. So anyway, that's that. And that's it. That's all you do. And then you hold it to turn it off. So that's about all there is to it. Okay. One more thing. So I reviewed another toy. Okay. So the last toy I reviewed was made for smaller guys. And I would jam it and it didn't feel good. And I couldn't even really functionally use it. This toy is also a little on the small side. So again, let me show you the insert. Okay, so here's the insert length, and I have a ruler. So the insert length at full extension is, it's about 13 centimeters, which is about 5 inches. 5 inches, about five and a fifth inches. So a little over 5 inches. And that's the problem. You know, 5 inches isn't micro penis-y, but it's pretty close. And it's only going to smoosh down, you know, so it goes from 5 inches to, let me smoosh it down to show what I'm talking about. It's going to squish down to about 4 inches. So it's going to go from 4 to 5 inches. Or if you live in Europe, it's going to go from about 11 centimeters to 14 centimeters. All right. So that's not great if you're a little bit on the bigger side. However, unlike the last toy I reviewed, which I had to give a negative review because my dick would jam it and then I couldn't use it. This one, again, it's made for smaller guys, but it is functional. So here's what I'll do. I'll turn it up. Okay, and now I'm going to jam it with the ruler. So I'll feed it into the toy, and I'll push on it until it stops. Okay, and then I'll look. See it? That's the key. Look, I jam it, but then as soon as I let go of the ruler, it starts. So what does that mean? It means that when you're using this toy, if you do jam the toy, if you try to go too deep into the toy and the toy stops working, all you got to do is just back it off a bit and it'll just kick right back on. So this toy, even though it is made for smaller guys with smaller penises, it's perfectly functional if you have a larger penis, as long as you back off a bit. So if going balls deep is jamming the toy, then just back it off a bit and then it'll just kick right back on. The last toy reviewed, it like legit turned off and you had to like hold down the button and hold it back, and every time it jammed and it got so annoying, it just made the toy unusable. This toy isn't like that. You can use this even though it's probably going, you know, if you have like a 5-inch dick, then you can just smush this right against your crotch and have the toy do all the work. You're probably going to get the best experience if you're about 4 to 5 inches. If you're over 5 inches, not the end of the world, just you're going to have to like back off a bit. You're not going to be able to go balls deep. You're going to have to just, or you know, help out with it. Like you can jerk off with like a fleshlight while it goes up and down. And again, it's pretty aggressive because everything is built in. It's got a really powerful motor. Like it took me some effort to jam the motor and I cannot reach the back of it with my finger. The last toy I reviewed, I was able to reach all the way back with just my finger. This one is deeper than that. So altogether, a good experience. Probably one of the best, if not the best, smush toy I've used, because there's very little lost space. Normally there's like a big insert area and the toy action all happens up here. So this whole part of the toy, nothing's happening. So that could be like a quarter of your dick where just nothing's happening. With this one, even though the insert is smaller, at least it's happening for the majority of the toy. Like there's just this part. This part here is the only part that nothing is happening, but look how small that is. So very good experience in terms of the toy. And the fact that it has this warm air where it dries the toy and it heats the toy, really cool, because I've seen toys that have a warming rod, and the only other toy I've seen that has a hot air drying feature is the Leighton Future, which is a $250 toy. So the fact that this has a hot air drying feature is really impressive for a toy of this price range. Now, again, this is an exclusive toy for Tri-Fun. It retails at $179, which is really expensive. But I have a 45% off coupon. So normally you'd spend $180, but 45% off, that's a big deal. This lowers it to about $100. For a $100 toy, this is definitely worth it. Definitely worth it. In fact, this is probably better than most $100 toys because it isn't just a smush toy. It's a great smush toy. It has an integrated cage in the insert, very little lost space, powerful motor. This dial is actually really fast. You can get all the way to, you know, maximum speed without having to click through a bunch of stuff. You just spin the dial for like a split second and you're already at the 15 level, which is the highest level. And then it dries out when you're done using it. Like, you can clean it out, rinse it out like a cup. You know, try to dry it as much as you can. You can use these little wands. It does come with these, but you can just use whatever. And then you can just plug in a USB-C cable, and then it'll blow hot air to dry the insert out, which is great. So definitely worth the price if you want a smush toy. The benefit of smush toys is these can be hands-free because you don't have to go up and down. The toy is doing it for you. So you can like brace this against something, or I reviewed a toy recently that had a harness you can snap to your around your waist or something like that. So these make great hands-free toys because they smush, they do the work themselves, and this is the best one I've seen. So if you're into that type of style toy, check this one out. Again, really hot, you know, high praise for the hot air powered warming and drying feature. And all around a very high quality toy, powerful motor, very minimalist design with just the one button, which is really cool. So anyway, that's all I have to say about the Tri-Fun Black Hole Pro. So, you know, thank you Tri-Fun for sponsoring this video and sending me this toy. I do recommend it. 45% off is an amazing deal. I do think this toy, you know, it's not even overpriced at $180. This is what I would consider probably a $100 to $200 toy, just based on the quality of the features that I'm seeing. So it's not overpriced. And the fact that you can get 45% off and get this for about $100 is a really good deal. So anyway, thank you Tri-Fun for sending me this toy. Remember the coupon code, 45% off the Black Hole Pro. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.